Welcome to this R.G. Hardy program as we proclaim souls are crying, men are dying, so we must work to win the lost at any cost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to share today's message with you. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. A powerful word of encouragement God gave me to speak to His people. If you've been under satanic attack or feel that your gifts and ministry have been hindered and the fiery trials are intensifying, don't despair. This message is for you. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get your copy of You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire.
See, they've been promoted once, but God wants to promote them again. And this time, the first time they got promoted on the suggestion, the recommendation of their friend, they got promoted because he asked the king to promote them. But this time they're going to get promoted because they came through the fire, because they stood the test, because they've been tried, because they've been proven, because they know for themselves. If you're around somebody that's blessed, you're going to have their blessings splash over on you. Amen. Maybe you'll get your husband's blessings or your wife's blessings or your mother's blessings or somebody else's blessings is going to splash over on you. But oh, there's nothing like the victory that comes when you stood the test, when you believed God, when you were faithful. Amen. And so God wants to promote them this time and show them it's not because of Daniel. Daniel's not in the picture anywhere to be seen or heard of. He wanted to show them, I'm with you. Don't depend on man. Daniel's a great guy. The excellent spirit of God is in him is what it says. But you got to lean on the Lord, because there are going to be times Daniel's going to be somewhere else. And you're going to have to be able to get a hold of God yourself. So it's going to seem to get worse. And Nebuchadnezzar was so full of fury, because that shows you he was demon possessed, when his face began to contort. And he commanded the fire to go up 7 times hotter. And then he commanded them that they would take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He called for the mightiest men to bind them and then throw them. And the Bible says because the commandment was urgent. The commandment was urgent. That means he was so infuriated he wanted it done now. They didn't even bother to take precautions to protect the men that were going to throw them in. It says because the commandment was urgent, they threw them in right then. And because the fire was so hot, it slew the men who cast them in. I tell you, you get the devil shook up and he'll start shooting his own foot. You start shaking the devil up, he'll start turning around shooting his own. Amen. Isn't that what happened in all the battles with Israel? God let the trees start, a breeze come through the trees, and they thought, oh my God, the enemy. And they turn around and start shooting themselves. More than one time, the battle was won by the enemy shooting themselves. Because when you shake the devil up, he starts shooting. And his people don't have a Holy Ghost shield. So they're going to shoot one another. Amen. And that's what happened. So because they did that, he lost some real good men. He chose his mighty men. Now he done lost some real good men. And there they are. Now he threw them in. And the Bible says that they fell down bound in the fiery furnace in verse 23. Fell down bound. I can just hear the devil. I've got you now, and there's no way you're getting out of this. Now, I don't know. This is the way my mind works. They're still living. Them guys out there, they got killed. They were just standing on the outside. And here they're on the inside. They're not dead yet. Amen? Something's going on. The guys on the outside, they done carried them away. Going to have their funeral later on. Here they are. Yes, they're bound, and yes, they're in the fire, but they're still breathing. Amen? So here they are, and the devil's saying, I've got you now. You're not going to get away. And like the devil's told me before, I've got you down now, and this time you're not getting back up. The Bible says they fell down bound in the fire, but they got back up. How many say amen? And what happened? Let's look at it in verse, we'll drop all the way down to verse 25. And so first Nebuchadnezzar in verse 24, he asked his men, he says, now, wasn't it three guys we cast in there bound? And they said, yes, king, it was three. Verse 25, he answered and said, lo? Now, lo, you know, lo is, this kind of lo is like, it's like, wow. It's like, look, it's like, I don't believe it. Lo, he's saying, lo, I see four men walking, and they're loose, and they're walking in the midst of the fire, and I want everybody to read the next phrase together, and they have no hurt. And the fourth one is like that of the Son of God. I want you to see that the fire has no power, has no hurt over the children of God. If God lets you go in the fire, he said in Isaiah the 43rd chapter, the flame will not kindle upon you. Because you cannot go higher until you come through the fire. And when God lets you go in the fire will have no hurt over you. It's what Jesus said in Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. He said, you'll tread on serpents and scorpions. He said, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Hallelujah. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. They had no hurt. And Nebuchadnezzar said, he got up there. He was afraid to get too close, but he shouted in. And he said, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth. Come out of there. How many say amen? Oh, he called them out. And when they came out, let's look at verse 27. And the princes, the governors, the captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, and this is what I want you to see, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Oh, if God lets you go in the fire, it's not going to have any power over you. If he lets you go in, he's going to bring you out. Amen, because it will have no power over you. Satan has no power over you. He has no authority over you. Your body is the temple of the living God. He has no authority over this body. You need to tell him that. That's what I tell him every day. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's holy to God. I don't desecrate it. I don't let sin in its members. I don't yield my members to sin. I yield it to righteousness. You have no power over this body. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I command you to get out. How many say amen? And you've got to see that Satan only has as much authority over us as we let him have. I don't care. You can explain it. You can rationalize it any way you want to. The bottom line is he has no power over us. He has no authority over us unless we let him. Now, we don't consciously say, oh, here I am. Of course, I realize that. How do we let him? We let him usually by a spirit of fear when he raises up and gets furious and begins to intimidate and threaten. Most of the time, that fear comes on you and you just want to, oh, get out of there and whatever. You just let the devil then just come in. And when he sees an opportunity, he will take it every time. I've told you this before. He's an opportunist. I've told you he's nothing but a trespasser. He's nothing but a squatter. But you've got to say, Satan, you have been cast out. You've been cast down. You've been tread on. You've been trampled on. You've been convicted. You've been evicted. Now get out of here. In the name of Jesus. And I want you to see what Nebuchadnezzar said. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be the God. And this is what God will get the glory. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants. Now remember when he said up front, who's the God will deliver you out of my hand? Well, he found out, and here's what I want you to see, delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Amen. Now Nebuchadnezzar has done a 180-degree turn. He is now glorifying the God, and he's saying, blessed be God, because these young men, what is the key? There's one word in this whole 8th verse is the key to their victory. One word. Don't be afraid to say, what is it? Trusted. It all boils down to trust. The devil can scream, hoop, and holler. He can plot, plan, scheme. He can have the fiery furnace. He can be having people out there building scaffolds and to hang you on. He can be getting the lions, putting them on a fast for 30 days to get them good and hungry. While the devil's doing all that stuff that he does, he's getting in the boss on the job, giving you a hard way to go. Your coworker, he's getting in your unsaved loved one. He's getting in your kids. He's getting in everybody. While the devil's doing all that stuff, you've just got to hold steady. You just got to trust. You got to focus on God.
Amen. I trust you've been blessed by this devil-chasing message. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. God wants to promote you, and he will set you up to make room for your gifts, just like he did Daniel, who was a captive in Babylon. But God used him to interpret the king's dreams, and as a result, he was promoted to governor over the whole province. And Daniel did not forget his brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had them promoted to high positions as well. This is recorded in Daniel 2:49. But in Daniel 3:30, we read that Nebuchadnezzar promoted them again. But something happened between promotions 1 and 2. The devil got mad and stirred up jealous spirits and had them thrown into the fiery furnace and heated it up 7 times hotter. The thing is, God didn't stop it. But that's okay, because if God promotes you, Satan can't demote you. And if you do get thrown into the fire, God will not only bring you out unharmed, but like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll promote you again, because you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. So don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith. Satan always attacks those next in line for a promotion. I know that this message will help you to know how you can act and respond while you're in that fiery trial. This message is available on CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer 125 CD, or if you prefer audio tape, 125 T. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for your love gift of $10 or more and requesting offer 125 CD or 125 T, you can have your copy of this powerful message, You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire. And if you would like us to stand with you in the prayer of agreement concerning your fiery trials or any other need that you have in your life, please include your personal prayer request, and we will be happy to stand with you in prayer. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you may order from our e-store at rghardy.org.